Hello?
Hey, Sebastian, can you hear me a little bit better?
Yeah. Now I hear a lot better. Yeah.
All right, fantastic. All right. So, well, Sebastian, I was in your car earlier. This is in regards to just one thing that's currently pending to activate your Google Verified account, which is a background check. So the background check, we're going to send you a link via text message. I'm going to request that. And all you have to do is simply take a picture of the front side of your ID, then the back side of your ID. And again, with the purpose of a background check, since this is a requirement to have your Google Verified ad activated. So as soon as you get that link, all you have to do is open up that link, take those pictures, and you're good to go.
Well, is it my license picture? That's my driver license?
Yeah, just your ID, correct, your driver's license.
Okay, and I got a question because you said my wife doesn't answer the phone, and she never got a call from you guys about this.
For some odd reason, each time I give her a call directly, I get voicemail directly. It doesn't even ring. By any chance, does she have some sort of spam filter on her phone, or maybe it was blocked?
I have no idea. But she did show me the call history, and I didn't see nothing either. Yeah, why would it be? Is there a way you can set up your phone this way, maybe by any chance?
Is there a way we can do what again, sir?
You can set up your phone this way so it blocks your first call, or is there a way you know anything about that? Because I think I know what you mean. Because sometimes when I call her, I get directed to a voicemail too. And I think it's automatic to you, and I don't know if she set up something on the phone this way, or you wouldn't know if there's a way you can delete something like that, right?
Yeah, I don't have access to her phone, so I don't know, like, the way she has set up her phone. There's no way for me to know that. But what tends to happen a lot is that some phones come with, like, spam filters, and these phones have that to, like, avoid solicitor calls and things like that. And since we call from a 800 number, it sometimes detects that we're calling from a company, and it just automatically, you know, avoids the call and just sends us straight to voicemail. So maybe she has some sort of spam filter that might be causing that. But, yeah, each time that I try to call her, I always get voicemail directly.
Okay. Yeah, I let her know. I will let her know. Okay. Where is that link?
So you're going to get a text message. I've just requested that. You're going to get a text message with the link. This comes from a company called Evidence. And you just open up that link, take pictures of the front side and back side of your ID, of your driver's license, and that's all.
Okay, perfect. Sounds good.
All right, so that was it for my end, Sebastian. Do you have any questions for me? Anything else can I give you for you?
No, that would be it.
All right, well, thank you so much for giving us the call. You have a good one.
Thank you so much.